That God is our King. Is that good news or bad news or a little bit of both? We pray that God would richly bless us as we hear His word and receive His gifts today. Our opening hymn, as we heard in the prelude, number 709, The King of Love, My Shepherd Is. Following that hymn, we'll follow Divine Service Setting 3, page 184 and following. We have a worship insert for the day. Readings are on one side, propers are on the other. We'll make sure that we are on the right page at the right time. And at the end of our worship service today, we will be installing our new vicar, Daniel Golden. Thanks be to God for the variety of gifts that He gives to us as His people. Before we sing, let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Gracious God, Heavenly Father, compassionate King, we thank You for the care, for the gifts, and the provision that You graciously provide for us. Heavenly Father, help us to receive Your gifts in faith. Help us to give thanks to You for Your great goodness. And most of all, Lord, help us to relish and to revel in the forgiveness, life, and salvation won for us by King Jesus on the cross. Heavenly Father, all these things we pray in the precious name of Jesus for us. Amen. Amen. Hymn 709.
Thank you. Divine Service Setting 3 on page 184 in your hymnal, page 184. Please stand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord.
Who made heaven and earth?
I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
As you forgave the iniquity of my sin.
O Almighty God, merciful Father,
I, poor miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins.
Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead and by the command of our Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sin, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
This time I invite you to turn to your bulletin insert. We'll sing together the introit.
Thank you.
Let us pray. O God, whose never-failing providence orders all things, both in heaven and earth, we humbly implore you to put away from us all hurtful things and to give us those things that are profitable for us. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. You may be seated. The Old Testament lesson for this morning, the seventh Sunday after Trinity, comes from the book of Genesis, chapter 2. Then the Lord formed the man of the dust from the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living creature. And the Lord God planted a garden in Eden in the east, and there he put the man whom he had formed. And out of the ground the Lord God made to spring up every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food. The tree of life was in the midst of the garden, and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. A river flowed out of Eden to water the garden, and there it divided and became four rivers. The name of the first is the Pishon. It is the one that flowed around the whole land of Havilah, where there is gold, and the gold of that land is good. Delium and onyx stone are there. The name of the second river is the Gihon. It is the one that flowed around the whole land of Cush. And the name of the third river is the Tigris, which flows east of Assyria. And the fourth river is the Euphrates. Then the Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work it and keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, "You may surely eat of every tree of the garden, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We speak together the words of our gradual found on our bulletin insert.
Come, O children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Those who look to him are radiant, and their faces shall never be ashamed.
The epistle lesson comes from the book of Romans, chapter 6. I am speaking in human terms because of your natural limitations. For just as you once presented your members as slaves to impurity and to lawlessness, leading to more lawlessness, so now present your members as slaves to righteousness, leading to sanctification. When you were slaves of sin, you were free in regard to righteousness. But what fruit were you getting at that time from the things of which you are now ashamed? The end of those things is death. But now that you have been set free from sin and have become slaves of God, the fruit you get leads to sanctification and its end, eternal life. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please stand for the Alleluia and the reading of the Holy Gospel.
Alleluia. Alleluia. Alleluia.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 8th chapter. In those days, when again a great crowd had gathered, and they had nothing to eat, Jesus called his disciples to him and said to them, "I have compassion on the crowd, because they have been with me now 3 days and have nothing to eat. And if I send them away hungry to their homes, They will faint on the way, and some of them have come from far away. And his disciples answered him, How can one feed these people with bread here in this desolate place? And he asked them, How many loaves do you have? They said, Seven. And he directed the crowd to sit down on the ground. And he took the seven loaves, and having given thanks, he broke them and gave them to his disciples to set before the people. And they set them before the crowd. And they had a few small fish. And having blessed them, he said, These also should be set before them. And they ate and were satisfied. And they took up the broken pieces left over, seven baskets full. And there were about 4,000 people, and he sent them away. This is the gospel of our Lord. This time we confess our faith together with the words of the Nicene Creed, page 191.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us in our conscious side. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand.
May be seated for our hymn of the day, hymn number 819, Sing Praise to God, the Highest Good.
Thank you.
Grace and peace, love and mercy from God our Father, through Jesus Christ, our risen Savior and Lord. Amen. Text for our meditation this morning, the introit that we sang a few moments ago, especially our antiphon, Psalm 47, verses 1 and 2. Clap your hands, all peoples. Shout to God with loud songs of joy. For the Lord, the Most High, is to be feared, a great King over all the earth. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, a great King over all the earth. God is our King. That good news or bad news? We just sang in our sermon hymn, what God's almighty power has made, in mercy He is keeping. By morning glow or evening shade, His eye is never sleeping. Within the kingdom of His might, all things are just and good and right. To God, all praise and glory. Sounds like the perfect kingdom, doesn't it? All things are good and just and right. So, is that your experience? Is that how your world is? Is that how your personal life is? Is that how your community or our country is? Good and just and right? Hardly seems so, does it? It's good to be king. I remember the first time when I heard that phrase, Mel Brooks, History of the World. Oh, he was the king, all right. And for him, it was good to be the king. And he abused everything and everyone. Why? Because he was the king. And he could do it. And he could get away with it. It's good to be the king. I'm not much of a Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers fan. They had a very popular song, made the top 10 in 1994. The theme was exactly the same. It's good to be the king. Because when you're the king, everybody else has to bow down to you. You get whatever you want. It's good to be the king. When you think of a king and what a king stands for and what a king does, do you have good thoughts about a king? Oh, sure, throughout history, there have been some good kings, benevolent dictators. But they're still the king, right? They get what they want. They do what they want. They crush whoever they want. That's what I think of when I think of a king. I think of someone who is the most powerful, the most selfish, the most hedonistic, the most narcissistic person. Why? Because they can be. Power corrupts. And absolute power corrupts absolutely. So we come into God's house, and we have a section of God's Word. For the Lord, the Most High, is to be feared. Why? A great king over all the earth. My friends, how can it possibly be good news that God is king? God is in control. God is sitting on the throne. How can that be good news? Well, to our human nature, to that old Adam or old Eve that lives and dwells and thrives inside of us, it's not good news. You know why? Because I want to sit on the throne. Get out of the way, God. That's my seat. I want to be in control. I want to call the shots. I want what I want, and I want it now. In other words, I want to be the king. Why? Because it's good to be the king. My friends, when God teaches us that He is the ultimate king, the king of the universe, this is a kingdom that has been earned not by power and intrigue and political assassination. God is the king because He created the entire world. It's His. He owns it. God is the king because everything that lives and moves and breathes and has its being is a product and a gift of our Creator, King, God. What happened when our first parents disobeyed God's command? We heard that in our Old Testament reading for today. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, "You may surely eat of every tree of the garden, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat. For in the day that you shall eat of it, you shall surely die." The king has issued a decree. And what did our first parents do? They thumbed their nose at the king. They thumbed their nose at God's word. They thought they had better words than God, and they went and did their own thing. How did our king, God, respond? By crushing them as He could have, by wiping them out from the face of the earth? No. My friends, God is the king. But He is different from every king that has ever been recorded in history. Our God, our King God, is a compassionate king. A compassionate king. When we think of compassion, we think of, those feelings deep inside of us. A touchy-feely Hallmark moment. That's not what we're talking about at all. We're talking about a feeling deep inside that moves one to action. And this is exactly what our compassionate King God did. He spoke a word to Adam and Eve. He gave them a word of hope, a word of comfort, a word of promise, a word of forgiveness. The king would do the unthinkable. The king would send His son into the world to crush the serpent's head and to restore everything that had gone wrong in the kingdom. It was years ago, my home congregation. Someone donated a set of beautiful pyramids to the congregation. I don't remember what color they were. It was either Advent or Lent, blue or purple. And they had a crown on those pyramids, because God is our king, right? But the word king was spelled a little bit different. You might say the word king was spelled funky. K-I-N on one line, and underneath of it, G. So as you looked at that, you couldn't tell whether it said our king or our kin. My friends, that's the great mystery for today, of how our God is a compassionate king. He is our king and he is our kin. God sent his Son into the world, taking on flesh and blood. The creator of the world becomes a part of his creation, taking humanity into himself. Our king is our kin. How can that possibly be? God's great gift of his Son for you, for me, for the life of the world. Yes, he could have crushed us. He could have wiped out the world and started over. But our compassionate king, in his love, in his mercy, in his compassion, in his providence, sent his Son, King Jesus. Jesus into this world, humbly, born of a virgin, adopted son of a carpenter, works and toils, sweats. My friends, he places himself under God's condemning law. Why? Because not only is he a king, the king of love, my shepherd is. Our King Jesus, in his love, ascends to a throne, the throne of the cross. Our King Jesus wears a crown of thorns. Jesus does the unthinkable, something no human king would ever do. He suffers and bleeds and dies for the kingdom. My friends, is it good news that God is our king? Absolutely. The king who owns and rules everything takes compassion on poor, miserable sinners like you and me. The King Jesus willingly, freely lays down his life for wayward subjects like us, and 3 days later picks it up again, never to die again. He pours out his love, his compassion, his forgiveness to you in the waters of holy baptism. And now he says, whatever goes on in this wild, crazy, sin-filled world, remember, I'm in charge. I'm in control. I'm the king. It may not look like it. Oftentimes, my kingdom is hidden from sight. It may not look like it when crazy people do crazy people harm. It may not look like it when political divisions rip apart our nation and our communities and our families. It may not look like it when evil seems to be winning and good seems to be disappearing. It may not look like it when families are at war instead of in love. It may not look like it when the pain and sorrow of sin manifests itself in our lives or in our families. The sin of loneliness, the sin of grief, sickness. My friends, God teaches us today, be still, be at peace. Know that I am God. My friends, fear not. The Lord, the King, reigns forever. Instead of being afraid or being worried or being upset, God says the victory's already been won. The victory over sin, death, and the grave has happened. Your salvation is as sure as Good Friday and Easter. The victory has been won. So no matter what you see or feel or hear, sing, shout, clap. God, the King, reigns forever and ever and ever. He reigns in the world with His powerful hand. He reigns in the church with His powerful word. Word of law and gospel. A word which condemns and saves. And my friends, His kingdom is not only while we live. His kingdom extends even after we die. When He takes us to be with Him forever in the mansions of heaven. We pray it every time we pray the Lord's Prayer. Thy kingdom come. That the word of God and His kingdom would expand and extend. And that when the time is right, God would take us to be with Him forever. My friends, it's good to be the King. God is a good and gracious and compassionate King for you. His provision and His providence never runs out. But there can only be one King on the throne. Too often, we want to push God out of the way. We want to take His seat. Anything and everything becomes the King and Lord of our life. In that last verse of the hymn that we sang, all who confess Christ's holy name, give God the praise and glory. Let all who know His power proclaim aloud the wondrous story. Cast every idol from its throne. For God is God, and He alone. To God all praise and glory. My friends, for every time that we have crawled into the throne because it's good to be king and we want everyone and everything to bow down to us, for every time we have placed our stuff, our pet projects, our ideals on the throne instead of God, for every sin of idolatry and more, Christ Jesus has bled. Christ Jesus has died. King Jesus has risen from the dead. And He speaks words of forgiveness now and forever. And He says, by grace through faith, I adopt you into my family. I make you a kingdom of priests. God has given you a royal priesthood. You are the king. You are the king in God's kingdom because Jesus shares his kingdom with you. We live in his kingdom, forgiven, free, at peace in Christ Jesus. It's good to be the king. Thanks be to God. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which far surpasses all understanding, keep our hearts, our minds, our lives, our crowns, in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Having heard the word of God, we confess our faith as we sing our offertory, asking God for that new, clean heart that only he can provide. Please stand as we sing.
Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Amen.
Please be seated. Again, welcome. Welcome in the name of our Lord, God, and King. At this time, we ask that you participate in what we call the rite of fellowship. Pat at the end of each row, please sign your name. Visitors, we're glad you're here. Please share with us your mailing address so we can acknowledge your presence in worship this day. Special word of welcome to those who are worshiping on the radio or on the internet. We pray that the good news of a compassionate King in our one true God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, who is for you and provides for you, would be your comfort today and always. We worship God now with our gifts and offerings.
We continue our service with the prayer of the church on page 193. Please stand. In addition to those prayer requests listed in the bulletin, we have one additional prayer request for Harlan Chamberlain, who is currently hospitalized. Let us pray for the whole church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Responding, hear our prayer. Almighty God, through your holy word, teach us, your baptized children, the fear of the Lord. Create in us humble and contrite hearts. Fill us with your love and give us the fruit that leads to sanctification and its end, eternal life. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, Lord, in your mercy. Raise up faithful men from among us and send them into your vineyard, that the gospel may be proclaimed everywhere. Bless all pastors in Christ, that they would be diligent in their studies and serve your people faithfully. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Look with favor upon our congregation. Bestow in us the desire to love one another as we have been loved by you. And give us generous hearts that we would support your work among us with our tithes and offerings. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Send your blessing upon our nation and its leaders. Guide them in the direction that you would have them go, that peace and prosperity, truth and justice, religion and piety may dwell in our land. Grant us also repentant hearts as we mourn the loss of so many people in such violence, the two different shootings in our country yesterday. Help us all to repent and to love one another as you have taught us. Lord, in your mercy. Have mercy on the elderly, the shut-in, and all of those in need of ongoing care, especially with those who are members of our congregation. Provide them with compassionate and loving caregivers and bless the nursing homes throughout our land. Send pastors to bring them Christ through his holy word and sacraments. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Be also with all those who are sick, hospitalized, in treatment, undergoing surgery, recovering, or suffering in any way. Especially be with Harlan, Mark, Barb, Victor, Gloria, Steve, Marge, Daryl, James, Linda, Katie, Susan, Tish, Ralph, Tim, and all others whom we name in our hearts. Comfort them with your presence, sustain their faith through your gracious promises, and bring healing to them as you will and know to be best. Lord, in your mercy. Be with all of those who mourn the loss of loved ones, including the family of Bill Lee, brother of Sandra Rathjen, and also the family of Janine Melton, sister of Bob Rathjen. Grant them comfort and peace in your Son, Jesus, who has overcome death in the grave and entered into life, world without end. Lord, in your mercy. Shower your blessing upon those who come to the holy altar this day to receive the medicine of immortality in the Holy Eucharist. Fill all who partake in your Son's body and blood with life, love, and your grace, that they may depart in peace which surpasses all understanding. Lord, in your mercy. Fulfill your promise to fill the wedding banquet of your Son and his bride, the church, with guests clad in white robes. For those who have gone before us and now rest from their labor, we praise and thank you. We ask, Lord, that you would bring us all to the day of glory in your kingdom. Lord, in your mercy. Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
We continue on page 194 with the service of the sacrament.
The Lord be with you.
And with us here.
Lift up your hearts.
We
Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God. It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sin. This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Oh,
The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Amen. Amen. We stand and sing together the Nunc Dimittis, page 199.
Thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Let us pray. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift, and we implore you that of your mercy you would strengthen us through the same in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with our spirit.
Bless we the Lord.
This time we're going to stray a little from our normal order service. Congregation, if you'll be seated. Elders, if you'll come forward. And Vicar Golden, or future Vicar Golden, if you'll come forward at this time.
Christ rule in which indeed you were called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your hearts to God. And whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Colossians 3. Practice these things. Devote yourself to them, so that all may see your progress. Keep a close watch on yourself and on your teaching. Persist in this, for by so doing you will save both yourself and your hearers. 1 Timothy 4. Vicar Golden, are you prepared to serve as vicar in this congregation under the supervision of the pastors, undertaking your assignments as one who seeks training for the office of the holy ministry? If so, then answer, I am with the help of God.
I am with the help of God.
Please kneel.
Daniel Golden, I install you as vicar at Good Shepherd Lutheran Church and School in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. At this time, we ask the elders of our congregation to offer a special blessing for Victor Gold.
Daniel, this is taken from Deuteronomy chapter 6. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind. May the Lord bless and direct you in your work. May he give you strength to meet your needs, and may you always know the contentment and joy of sharing his message with others.
From 2 Timothy 4, I charge you in the presence of God and Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, and exhort with complete patience and teaching. For the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own passions, and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander off into myths. As for you, always be sober-minded, endure suffering, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry.
Paul was working with Timothy, helping him with his ministry, and that's what the verse was just talking about. My verse is 2 Timothy 3:16-17. All scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. God be with you.
Vicar Golden, this verse is from Deuteronomy 31, verse 8. It is the Lord who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not leave you or forsake you. Do not fear or be afraid.
Vicar Golden, word of God from Titus 1:9. You must hold firm to the trustworthy word as taught, so that he may be able to give instruction in sound doctrine and also rebuke those who contradict it. May God bless you always.
From Psalms 32:8, I will instruct you and teach you in your way you should go. I will counsel you and watch over you.
Vicar Golden, both Psalm 42 and Psalm 43 are great songs of the church, recounted throughout the choral history of our church, especially these words, hope in the Lord, hope in the Lord. May that be what you always do as you go about your work, for he alone is the one who strengthens you to be faithful.
Galatians 2:20. Why, I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Congregation, please stand for prayer. Almighty God, our Father, you sent laborers into your hearts. Grant your blessing to Vicar Golden, who now begins his vicarage in our congregation, so that your word may bear much fruit for the growth of your church. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Vicar, please stand. Hear now the benediction of our Lord. Go in the name of the Lord. Be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that in the Lord your labor is not in vain. The Almighty and most merciful God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, bless and preserve you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Vicar, come on up. Elders, come on down. And we will sing our closing hymn. Please remain standing. 774, Feed Thy Children, God Most Holy. Savior and King Jesus Christ. I encourage you to check out the Good Shepherd News and Notes. All the activities and events in the days and weeks ahead are listed there. Kids, go get some goodies, and we'll have our Sunday school opening in about 5 minutes or so. Welcome, Vicar Golden. Julia, don't call her Fran. Kelly must be gone somewhere. Find the donuts. Yeah, there we go. All right, welcome, and we have our congregational picnic this afternoon, 3 o'clock, out at the McKinney's. If you need directions or anything, let us know. We'll make sure you find your way out there. And that'll be a little less formal, a little more relaxed atmosphere, and so you get a chance to meet the Goldens. There we go. What was your fancy show-off Greek word, you know, for Vicar Golden?
Vicar Golden in Greek is chrysopathos.
So okay.
Chrysos is gold, and pathos could be vicar or also pathetic. So
okay. All right. We'll let that grow on us here as the year progresses. We have the ACELC conference in Eagle Tuesday and Wednesday. Business meeting is Thursday. Much of that conference will be broadcast live on KNNA 95.7. We have a tremendous lineup of speakers, and so we pray if you can't be there in person, click on the radio this week, and you'll get an opportunity to listen to a lot of wonderful stuff. preaching, worship, presentations, the entire conference is on the topic of mission and outreach. And we pray God's blessings upon that. Starting back up with our Romans Bible study today, we'll be looking at Romans 4 and 5 over the next several weeks. So we'll start at Romans 4, verse 1 today. Coffee and goodies in the fellowship hall. Please join us.
Confirmation parent meeting, August 21st. So put that on your calendar. Also, that will be the day that choir will start again. We know we have lots of wonderful singers out there, and so if you've sung in choir in the past but haven't for the last couple years, now's a good time to join again. If you've never sung in the choir, now's a good time to join. The more, the merrier. We have a lot of fun things we're going to try and do today, this year in choir. If you're interested, talk to Mary Gottwalt. She'll be happy to help you with that.
Okay, very good. Photo directories, they are in, they have a name on them, so if you got your picture taken and you paid, pick one up. If you didn't pay or didn't get your picture taken but would like one, check with somebody in the office. We have extras, they're $6 a piece. Okay. Dancy, do you have something to say? Good Shepherd Lutheran School.